Yes, a very good morning, everyone. It is Friday, April 26th. The Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. A very good morning to you wherever and however you are listening. Hope everyone really enjoyed their Anzac Day. One of the great days, certainly, isn't it, on the Australian calendar as we honour our diggers. And then so much sport yesterday afternoon and evening and three games of the NRL. Couple of big scores and big winners with the Roosters beating the Dragons 60-18 in front of more than 40,000 there at Allianz Stadium yesterday. And last night, what a performance from Melbourne. Gee, you have to put them right into premiership calculations now. Surely if you hadn't already. 54-20 over the Bunnies. And the Gold Coast Titans got their first win of the season under Dez. His first win there at the club, 27-24 over in New Zealand against the Warriors there yesterday. And what about that AFL at the MCG as well? 85-all draw between Essendon and Collingwood. Jamie Elliott, a specky of a mark. And GWS again underlined their premiership credentials last night. The Brisbane Lions season on life support after a 113-59 win for the Giants there last night. But here we are, Loz. Morning to you, mate. In Adelaide. I guess somewhere probably 6 months ago we didn't expect to be. But LIV Golf, it captured the imagination last year of everyone who was here. And we've jumped on board. And here we are at the Grange Golf Club in Adelaide ahead of day one today.
Morning, Middo. Morning, Pup. Morning, everybody. Yeah, I'm excited about the golf today. Obviously, you know, I'm not a great golfing fan as such, but to see the plane packed with people coming down here yesterday, I spoke to a number of people on that plane coming down for the golf, staying at the hotel, staying for the golf. Ran into people out for dinner last night. What are you doing down here? Down here for the golf. And it's sold out. Today is sold out. So day one, you can't get a ticket. So it just shows you the popularity of bringing superstars down here to Australia that we don't often get to see. So everyone's excited. People have been before, other people haven't. The people that have been before told me they just had a fantastic time last year and they had to come back. They said it's different. It's not your typical golf where you walk around and everyone's quiet. It's quite a great atmosphere. The golfers enjoy it. They know what they're in for. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how it all unfolds here today. And it looks like we're going to have great weather. Watched some footy yesterday as well. Geez, I thought all three games were going to be tight. How wrong was I? I didn't expect the first game to go the way it did with the Titans prevailing. That was a must-win game for them, and they showed their desperation. And the Warriors are in a bit of a hole at the moment. They're playing good football in patches, but they seem to have some adversity go against them and concede some points, and then all of a sudden they lose their rhythm with the football and without. And then yesterday, the Roosters and Sam Walker put on a masterclass at Allianz Stadium. That was his best performance in a Roosters jersey. They absolutely smashed the Dragons. And then last night, the poor old Bunnies coming off the bye, coming up against a Melbourne Storm side who been a bit clunky in attack, but they found their rhythm last night, and Cam Munster was exceptional. And they ended up winning 50 to 20, I think it was. 54-20.
That's a shellacking, the first half.
That was a massive... massive loss. 32-4 at half time. We're never going to recover from that.
Pup over in India. How are you, mate? What's doing?
Morning, boys. I'm going well, thanks. Happy Friday. Happy Anzac Day for yesterday. Hope you both enjoyed your day. I couldn't agree more, but a very, very special day. How's Adelaide? I'm a bit jealous, I've got to say. We spoke a lot about it last year. So, yeah, I wish I was there.
Yeah, superb. Played golf yesterday. So I got here on Wednesday. A couple of quiet ones Wednesday night. Dinner at the Little Italian joint in Glenelg. Yesterday, played golf at Mount Osmond up in the Adelaide Hills. Looks over the whole city. Outstanding. A couple of quiet ones walking the course as well.
How good.
And then, yeah, met up with Loz last night and had some dinner. So we've had, well, yeah, so far, had an absolute ball.
I'll tell you what, though, Pup, it's very exciting down here. I haven't been down here before, but just the amount of people. There's plenty of people down here for the golf, and I know you're a bit like me when it comes to golf. Not that interested, only when the big tournaments roll around, but there's a real buzz down here around this LIV Golf.
And over in the IPL,
they know how to do a good event as well. Adelaide, I've got to say, it used to be one of my favourite cities to go and play cricket in. That ground, Adelaide Oval, was magnificent. But just the way they get behind sporting events, yeah. And like we spoke about last year, LIV Golf was just extraordinary. Just the amount of people that went and then come home and spruiked about it, bragged about it. So I've got no doubt it'll be a massive weekend. So enjoy it, boys.
Sure, Will. I reckon we're going to be blown away today, Loz, when we see the crowd and just how different it is. Like you say, yeah. You go to golf tournaments, you've got to be very reverent.
Yeah.
Can't annoy anyone. I think today it'll be a raucous atmosphere.
Well, people were saying from about 2:33, it's like electric. Like everyone's in fine form. And to be sold out, I mean, that's pretty good, isn't it? First day of a tournament to be sold out, and it'll be sold out for days two and three. But they just said it's a completely different vibe to a lot of other tournaments they've been here in Australia. That was what people were telling me yesterday, and they've enjoyed it. And the other thing I noticed was people have brought their kids, young kids. We sat next to a family last night from Sydney, and they had their two young boys, and they had their footy jerseys on, so we're talking to them. I was talking to him about, you know, who do they support, and one of them supported South, so he wasn't happy.
Yeah,
he got out and
well
walked away in disgust at half-time. He would have been only 10, and his old man was laughing, but it was very funny.
Yeah.
But they were both golfers, and they came down last year, and they said they had a ball, and they're back again. And I think, like with any sport at the moment, you've got to try and attract younger people to the game. And we saw number of families yesterday talk about bringing their kids to the golf, whether they did it last year or bringing them back again this year.
Pup, give us an update of what's going on over there at the IPL. Did I see that Ricky Ponting's dropped David Warner?
Right. So this was big news. I don't think I helped either, which I've got to be more careful of when I'm live on TV, not to show all my emotion. But I was sitting there doing the pre-show, and they announced at the toss that David Warner was not in the starting 11. And straight away I was like, no way. And then I was on air with a couple of other guys, and then they started saying, yeah, Davey's been dropped, and Shai Hope, the West Indian players, come in for him, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no disrespect to Shai Hope. He's a lovely guy. He's a good player. But he's nowhere near David Warner. So when the camera was off me, I was signaling to our producer just to find. I said, no, there's got to be something more to it. Thankfully, I ran into David Warner yesterday at the gym to get confirmation. He's out injured. He's not dropped. No. So he busted. He got hit on the thumb a few weeks ago. I think he missed a couple of games, went for a scan and it was clear. But you could see yesterday, his thumb's still extremely swollen. So from what he told me yesterday, he didn't play because of his injury. It sounds to me like there's now a question mark around how long it's going to take to heal. So I don't know what they're going to do around, you know, does he stay here for another 3 or 4 games? And if he doesn't play, then make the decision to fly home to get ready for the World Cup, assuming he's selected in the 15. Can they eject and he go and play? I really don't know what they're going to do to get him back out on the field. But, there was a lot made. It was quite a big story over here as well, because they didn't come out and say anything. Delhi didn't come out and say David's injured. They just allowed it to sort of play on. So the assumption that he's been dropped is a fair one. The media haven't made a mistake, because normally you see, particularly with big players, there's a one pager on why they're not selected or how long they're out for, or especially with Davey being in contention for the World Cup. We've seen what's happened with Mitch Marsh. If Cricket Australia's flown him home straight away. So it's been sort of, you know, a secret. But seeing him yesterday, you can see his hand's still swollen, and he confirmed that it's his thumb, or his hand, sorry, as to why he didn't play last game. But that's not good news for Australian team, Australian World Cup squad. If he's out injured, Mitch Marsh is back home and ruled out of the entire IPL with his hamstring tear. So that hasn't been positive either. But again, young Fraser McGurk's been awesome. Travis Head's been awesome. Paddy Cummins done a good job. I know Sunrisers lost last night to RCB. Finally, RCB got a win. The other one as well is Glenn Maxwell. I haven't heard or seen Maxi, so I don't know if he's staying at the team hotel rather than going to the grounds. He's not playing at the moment. I see in this time where he said he wants a bit of a mental and physical freshen up, he's gone and signed with an American team, Ricky Ponting's team over there, the Washington team. So that confuses me as well. If he's not mentally and physically right, why would he be signing for another tournament right now? You'd think he'd be wanting a break and get away from everything. So I don't know where he sits in regards to World Cup as well. He's a massive player for us when in good form. So there's lots of questions, you know, at the moment. Some positives in regards to players doing really well, and then just injuries. You know, we're just waiting and seeing how blokes, you know, pull up to be selected for this World Cup campaign.
Gosh, there's still a month to go in the IPL as well, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah. The final is the 26th of May, I think, is the final. But you can see at the moment there's a bit of a transition in regards to some teams. At the moment, there's probably three teams that need every single thing to fall in their favour to make the finals. Everyone else is competing for one of those top four spots. So even around, you know, and I don't think Delhi or Mitch Marsh would say this, but I think because, you know, where Delhi sit, Mitch has probably thought, I'm back home in Australia now. I'm just going to stay here. I'm going to do all my rehab, get everything right, and not take a risk at all for this World Cup campaign. So, again, players, try and put yourself in the selectors' position. How important is this IPL? Because, you know, players are out injured. Some players haven't been performing. Will that have any sort of impact on our World Cup campaign? You know, do we want players playing cricket before in the lead into that World Cup? Would that be ideal? Because, you know, there's an opportunity there for someone like Mitch Marsh, if he can get his leg right, get him back to play a few games before we go to the Caribbean. So, yeah, interesting. But, yeah, the World Cup's obviously the talk over here at the moment. You can see a lot of teams and their individual players, certainly in India, the Indian players are fighting for an opportunity in that first 15 for the World Cup.
Back page of the Daily Telegraph today. Walkers on is the headline there. Sam shines as Roosters Anzac march over Dragons. And it's there in the Sydney Morning Herald as well. Roosters find their zen and give Anzac Day rivals a bath. Walkers on, that was you, wasn't it, Loz?
That was me, yeah. Walkers on. I'll tell you what, though, he had a blinder yesterday, Sam Walker, and his short kicking game reminded me of Alan Langer. Alf was the best I'd ever seen with a short kicking game, he and Peter Sterling. But yesterday it was a masterclass from young Walker, 60 to 18. Dragons, they've been good this season in patches, like in games. But I think this is just going to be the roller coaster Shane Flanagan's going to find himself on. They'll have a week or 2 weeks where they produce some really good, tough football and then fall apart. But the Roosters, they found their mojo yesterday. And that's what we've been expecting from the Roosters. And they've been underperforming this season, but they got it yesterday. Mm. And their style of football, they were very, very good. He looked as though he was the dominant playmaker yesterday, Sam Walker. And if they've worked that out between who's the dominant and who's going to be the secondary player, I think they've found their balance.
Off the kickoff too, we had Moses Suli concussed.
Yeah.
So, you know, couldn't have started any worse for the Dragons, really.
No, it couldn't have been. And that'll be another discussion that will ramp up during next week, I would say, and over the weekend about what do we do with kickoffs with the concussions that we're getting. But again, it'll be something that the league will look into. Both coaches had their say on it. They don't like seeing it. I don't think anyone likes seeing players knocked out from the start of a game. But it can happen in any situation. But you've got to try and limit those situations, I suppose. And on the back of Dale Finucane retiring this week, where cussing is a big talking point in our sport and a lot of contact sports, and it's the biggest challenge that all sporting codes face going forward. But no, they were good yesterday. The Dragons, it was always going to be difficult when Suli left the field, because he's so good for them at the back of the field, carrying the ball out of trouble and getting their sets started well. But well done to the Titans. Their victory, 27-24 over the Warriors. They just needed to win that game. Desi would be feeling so happy. And I think that's been building as well. Mm. Like the past month of football, they've been in the contest. the Titans, but they just haven't come away with the 2 points. You know, they went down to Canberra and extra time and failed to win that game. But they've been building nicely, and Des would have been so happy with them. And then the Storm last night, they were just too good. Just places more pressure under South Sydney coach Jason Demetrio, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah, that downtime with the bye and the heat just disappearing for a few days, it will be back big time after that yesterday. And the incident at the end of the game, Loz, Tane Milne, when he just sort of launched at Cameron Munster's legs, what was he thinking?
Well, he's starting to build up a bit of a reputation as a cheap shotter. There was an incident where he received a number of weeks, was it last year or the year before, against the Roosters, I think it was. And then again last night, just didn't need to be a part of that tackle, didn't need to attack the legs the way he did on Cameron Munster. He could have done some serious issues. So no doubt he'll find himself in a bit of trouble today when the match review have a look at that. But they can ill afford to be missing players at this time of the year. South, they're under the pump and they need all hands on deck.
Just another headline on the back page of the Telegraph today. Taruva off to join Luai at the Tigers. Pups Tigers signing players. Sunia Taruva, he was seemingly constantly linked with the Dragons. But according to this report, has told his Penrith teammates he will be leaving and taking up a 3-year deal there at the Tigers. It's believed he'll be probably playing in the centres there. Does that sound right, Loz? Because you're not moving Jareem Buller from fullback.
No, they've made that clear that Buller is their fullback, and he wants to get his hands on the football a little bit more. Now, some would argue that playing on the wing, you'll get your hands on the ball more than what you would at centre. But he wants to give himself an opportunity to play centres. He's a really good winger. There's no doubt about that. And playing on the end of that Penrith back line, he's had a lot of success. But obviously the money that was offered would be a lot more than what Penrith could. Penrith's a remarkable footy club, what they've been able to do the last four seasons. Well, more than four seasons, to be fair. You know, to be able to lose players and just continually put someone else in, and the machine keeps rolling on. And they're as good a hope as they were last year of winning another premiership, I think. I think, you know, all things being equal, they're the favourites in my mind. But Taruva, very good player. Interesting that the Tigers are now starting to sign named players. That's been an issue for them in the past. So well done to Benji and the team for getting that done. And it just adds to their depth and adds to their quality and hopefully adds to the improvement of the West Tigers moving forward.
Pup, that light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter as far as the Tigers' future is concerned now that you've signed another Penrith Premiership player in Taruva.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think it's a nice feeling as a fan to know that we can sign some players. I think, as Loz just mentioned, it's been probably our greatest weakness over the years. And no matter how good a leader you are, and in rugby league a coach you are, you can only coach the stock you got. So if players now are wanting to come to the club, you know, that's obviously a good sign that Benji's creating an environment that that players want to be a part of. And I'd imagine, Loz, you know better than the rest of us, footy world, everyone talks to everyone. Like, I know you're playing against each other, but you got blokes from different teams living together. Yeah. A lot of guys are mates in different teams. So if there's a shit environment, you know about it. If there's a good environment, you know about it. So it's the same as cricket circles. You know, things get around. So there's obviously some good chat in and around the Tigers at the moment that they are creating an environment that people are wanting to now go to. So, yeah, I think that holds us in good stead. I think our footy's been probably what we expected this year. And I say that in a positive way. Of course, you want to win every game you play. And we've had some ordinary moments. But I think we're seeing some signs that are really positive. So, yeah, long may that continue, you know.